We only got a single cracker that time there, Chuck.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Because someone wasn't ready.
Introduce you. Oh, she hit the button. It just didn't start.
Chuck, you farther.
Mike Papa.
Lindy.
And welcome to another episode of We're Sorry Did We Offend You.
Which we're going to with Chuck's first topic.
Yeah. Well, I'm bringing it up because I'm actually sad that...
Hall of Famer.
Yeah. James Brown, the football player.
Is it James or Jim? He went by Jim.
Jim Brown. But he died. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yeah, and you know, he, first of all, he's a Trump supporter.
Well, first of all, he was a hell of a good football player.
Right.
Second of all, he told you as it was. He wasn't afraid to tell you how he felt.
Right.
But, you know what, first... This has nothing to do with this particular Jim Brown. But I'm going to play the song that I first heard back in the early 90s in Belgium in the techno scene. And they must have been ahead of their time. Of course, they were probably singing about a different James Brown. But L.A. Style. Let's see if it plays. It's just like 6 minutes of hardcore techno.
Of course, they're talking about the other James
Brown. The other James Brown, the singer. Yeah. But he's not dead. Or was he at the time? I don't think he was at the time.
No, he wasn't.
So, but whenever I hear the name James Brown, Jim Brown, I always think of that song now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there was, I forgot which news article it was that had, they had to bring up some domestic violence abuse shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, man. Oh, crap. I'm getting a lot of work emails right now.
All right.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm not at work, though. So, anyways. So, hey, real quick. Remember, I think it was last week we were talking about, Joe Biden went to Howard University and he said that white supremacy was like the biggest factor or biggest risk facing the American public today or whatever.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then that afternoon they had that fucking Fed march. Remember?
Yeah, the Patriot Front.
Yeah, the Fed march, like I said. So here's a bunch of them. They've all been arrested, right? And they got their hands like zip tied behind their backs and stuff. And this guy, his name is Zeke Arkham. He's a cop with an attitude, notorious COP, pronouns bruh and brother, host of Reasonable Suspicion podcast. But he's an African American cop, right?
Uh huh.
So he this is what he says. He says, I've taken part in mass arrest situations. The first thing I do after an arrest is pull the mask off. It's for identification and safety purposes. I need to see whom I'm arresting, and I can't risk their airways being obstructed because they all have their masks on still.
Yeah.
And sunglasses and all that other stuff. And then it says, also, if you weren't identified yet, I wouldn't have them so close to each other.
So they could talk to each other.
Yeah. Too much liability, including the possibility of prisoner escaping. None of this makes sense. Then he goes, also, if I'm arresting all of them, I don't want them to run. They'd be sitting on their ass with their legs out in front of them crossed. The gloves would be off. No way I would properly adjust a zip tie with their gloves on. So, yeah, so he's listened to all these, like, these problems with these guys, the way these guys were arrested. Or allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly arrested.
Allegedly.
They were detained. For the cameras. Detained for the cameras.
I'm kind of off. I'm trying to respond to this work stuff while we're talking here. Because I got my former boss, who is now my partner, took off on a week's vacation.
You might want to rephrase that.
Hey, what?
You might want to rephrase that.
What?
My partner.
Yeah, well, because we're co-managers now. So he's out for out for a vacation for a week. So I'm trying to run the entire operation right now, which is a pain because you know I put in like 14 hours yesterday. Like damn it.
Right.
Anyways, The big news I took away this week, was it Monday or Tuesday, the Durham report?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So you talk about the Fed March, right? The Durham report exposes the Feds in so many different ways. It basically, you know, we talk crap about the DOJ and the FBI and not trusting them. This gives us every right to.
Right. Well, that and the hearing they had later this week with the
whistleblowers.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
I got some clips from that one.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's just start. I mean, I there was Twitter was like blowing up on the Durham report. But what's really funny is you didn't hear shit on the mainstream media, right?
Right.
Right.
I mean, crickets.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, let's start with.
Let's start with Leslie Stahl.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So the biggest scandal was when they spied on my campaign. They spied on my campaign.
Well, there's Leslie. No real evidence of that.
Of course there is. No. It's all over the place. Leslie,
sir,
they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
Can I say something? You know, this is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
We can't put on things we can't verify.
Leslie, they spied on my campaign.
Well, we can't verify
that. It's been totally
that.
Verified.
No.
It's been, no. Just go down and get the papers.
No, nothing they from her for apologizing for lying.
Right, yeah.
So, here, okay, here's one of the first tweets I liked it, so I could save it. So, according to the Durham report, the plan by the Hillary Clinton campaign to create a false, well, the plan by Hillary Clinton to create a false story linking Donald Trump to Russia was briefed in August of 2016 by CIA Director John Brennan to President Obama, Vice President Biden, Attorney General Lynch, and FBI Director Comey. So, August before the election, they were bringing up all this Trump, Russia bullshit. And then all these pundits were going out to the news agencies and saying they have evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. The Steele dossier, which turns out to be written by Nellie Orr at Fusion GPS, whose husband worked for the FBI. Right?
Yeah,
they said the first draft was written by her. This was nothing but a bad campaign plan. Right? And since then... Russia has banned Obama from ever coming to Russia because of his involvement in the Trump-Russia collusion hoax.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just banned him from traveling there. Like, that was on the top of his list.
Well, it might be. He's going to have to...
go somewhere?
He's going to have to run somewhere.
Now, Jake Tapper actually said something on CNN, which kind of shocked me, but he was still kind of wrong. He's half right. Let me play this.
Okay.
Report is now here. It has dropped. And it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI, and to a degree, it does exonerate Donald Trump, regardless.
Okay, what degree? It completely exonerates
him. Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I want to know.
You know, there is no degree of anything. He, everything Trump had been saying about they planted it, there is no collusion. Matter of fact, that... the hotel that supposedly he peed on the bed or had the hookers pee on the bed. Trump has never stayed there.
The pee-pee tape.
Yeah. It's just... So my question is, I've asked this and other people have asked this on Twitter. As a taxpayer, right? How much money of our taxpayer dollars was wasted between the Mueller investigation, Operation Crossfire Hurricane, which investigated Trump... the Durham investigation, how much money and time and effort of government resources was wasted on this incident that they knew was a campaign hoax?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, if all these politicians in the House and the Senate and the White House, the executive branch, they all knew it was a hoax and yet went through with this facade and the charade and wasted our money.
Okay.
Can we file a class action lawsuit against those individuals for wasting, fraud, waste, and abuse of taxpayer money?
We should be able to, because they better be able to. There better be a ledger of where every fucking penny went.
Right, but if they knew it was a waste of time, and all right, let's. I want my money back.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying. Okay, we got $6 million going to this so and so. Why?
Okay, but here's the next thing.
Yeah.
Fox News just had to settle a suit with Dominion for something they said on air, right? So we need to sue MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, everybody for telling us that, oh, we have evidence of collusion between Trump and Russia. There's evidence. It's been corroborated.
Yeah.
Okay, I want a lawsuit against all those motherfuckers, too.
Yeah. Any attorney sitting out there willing to take this on.
You could throw my name on that lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
John Doe.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I'd actually probably use my real name for that one.
Just reach out to us. We'll tell you. We'll tell you what name to use.
But, honestly, that should be a class action suit. And these people should be forced to pay restitution to the Department of Treasury and pay back for every penny they wasted. If they're unable to pay that much money back, go to jail.
Well, you have Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell both who swore up and down
that they had seen hard evidence.
Yeah.
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 They should both be disbarred for whatever they're doing.
Well, I think there's already a motion to have
Schiff
removed.
McCarthy.
I
think it's bullshit. I think that's a bullshit website that they're pushing that and retweeting that. But I do think Rep. Luna from Florida, Paulina Luna, has filed a resolution to... was it to have him expelled? I think she filed the resolution.
Yeah, to have him expelled. And I think McCarthy's backing it.
Is he backing it? I hope he is. But
I
think it's. I think the news organizations and tweets that say he is they're from untrustworthy sites, in my opinion. So, because why isn't that all over Fox News and everyone else stuff?
Because they're not going to. Because Fox News is one of them.
Why not? But I'm just saying. You would think that if he was going after a Democrat like that, it would be all over mainstream media about how evil he is.
Yeah, but maybe they want... Right now, they need certain people to just go away.
You know
what I mean? The Democrats do.
So
maybe they're not going to fight it.
So what else? Let's see. Jonathan Turley tweeted out, the Durham Report states that Clinton General Counsel Mark Elias... The same Mark Elias who was involved in the election lawsuits representing Katie Hobbs against Carrie Lake right now, the same Mark Elias, declined to be voluntarily interviewed by the office. Elias was recently severed by the Democrat National Committee from representation. The campaign was fined by the FEC for his hiding the funding of the dossier as a legal expenditure. So Mark Elias, a lot of the shady shit involving elections, he's involved in it. So this goes back to 2016 that he was involved in this. Let's see. There's more. The FBI, let's see, is just... Well, we'll get more into it, like we said later on, about the... But the thing about the Durham Report, what seems to me is... And even Bill Barr was on the media circuits in the last day or so saying, well, the intent was not criminal prosecutions. It was just to get to the bottom of the story. No, I want people going to jail for this. Because not only did they try to influence the election, which didn't work because they didn't understand the popularity of Trump at the time, but once he was in office, they used this to undermine his administration and his policies, national policy here, domestic policy, and his foreign policy.
Right, and that's why they're going after, pretty much going after Schiff, because they're saying he led the coup attempt.
Right, but, okay, but how many...
Attempt.
Well,
it was not attempt, it was successful.
Right, because how Trump was not able to enact his foreign policy... Right? Like he wanted to.
Yeah.
Because now everything, especially everything with Russia, was like under scrutiny. Well, why are you being nice to Putin? Why are you doing this? Because he's a leader of the country.
Yeah.
And you have to work with him.
Yeah. Well, I got a picture of Joe Biden shaking hands with him. So.
Whatever. I just.
What's the.
What is it?
That was a coaster.
It was a coaster that stuck to the bottom of his beer can.
The sliding of Biden wasn't sliding that well.
It was sticking.
It was stuck. Must have been the corn. But all the main players, Peter Stroke, Lisa Page, Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Bruce Anelli, or all these people who were directly involved in it are all the ones now on CNN and MSNBC trying to downplay their support. Oh, this report's nothing. They said there's nothing there. You know, we got convictions of Roger Stone and this, that, and that. Well, yeah, because you set them up in entrapment. If I was all these guys now, now that Crossfire Hurricane has come out to be a total fucking sham, I would appeal all those convictions, or I would change my guilty plea to a not guilty plea, and I would claim that it was entrapment, and I would go after the government. Because any FBI agent involved in that now, the credibility is shot. And I'm sorry, FBI, if you're listening, I'm sure there's some you know, we say this, there's good men and women in there. But you know what? Here's the point. These whistleblowers that we're going to discuss here in a little bit, right? These guys are doing their job and they're being hammered for it. You know, the Nazis at the concentration camps were just doing their jobs. Just like you guys, I'm sure, just doing your jobs because you can't afford to give up your paycheck or your pension. But by letting the senior leadership do this to the American people, violate what, you know what they say, the FBI had almost 300,000 warrantless searches on Americans through the FISA apps. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about that.
Yeah. So they're spying on Americans. They contacted Bank of America and got Bank of America willingly handed this over. So if you, if you're with Bank of America, listen to this. If you used a Bank of America debit card or credit card within the District of Washington between January 4th and January
8th. Oh, yeah, 8th, yeah, I knew about that, yeah.
They handed over everything. And they sorted it. Bank of America sorted it. That if you had ever used any of your Bank of America cards to purchase a gun, you were put to the top of the list that they handed to the FBI.
Nice,
Bank. You could have bought a gun for hunting in Nebraska 10 years ago. But because you did that and you were bought a hot dog in Washington, D.C. because you went to the Smithsonian, boop, you were at the top of the list of the FBI from Bank of America. But they've also, like I said, there was a report that they came out, they did 278,000 warrantless searches on Americans through the FISA app system. So one of the whistleblowers today was on Fox News this morning. He said, here's the deal. He goes, the FBI was a linear law enforcement organization. Because you have a crime. You have a crime, you follow the evidence to the suspect, and then you go to the court. He goes, after 9/11 with the Patriot Act, the FBI became a domestic intelligence organization. He goes, with an intelligence agency, he goes, what they do is they start an investigation to gather intelligence. And then they keep circling back to get more intelligence. They keep circling back. So these investigations are never ending. They're going to string you along and until they get as much intel on you as they can. And he goes, they're doing this to American citizens, and that violates my Fourth Amendment rights, violates my due process rights, and violates all kinds of shit.
Yep.
We're not living in America anymore.
No.
The FBI might as well change their initials to the KGB.
Right. Or, it's time, sorry for the good agents, but it's time to disband that whole fucking agency.
And start over. But once again, it's not just the FBI. It's the leadership of the DOJ.
Right.
Right? It's these U.S. attorneys. It's the attorney general himself. The deputy attorney general.
Well, they don't get to just interpret law the way they fucking want.
Oh, they're selectively picking the laws they want to enforce. And they're selectively picking who they want to enforce them on. If you're a Democrat, if you're a liberal or politically connected, you're not going to get charged. Just like that U.S. attorney in Massachusetts that violated all kinds of laws. They wanted to charge her criminally. We're not going to charge her. She's just going to let her resign.
Yeah.
But if you were a Republican, conservative, a Trump supporter, whatever, they're going to throw the book at you for the smallest crimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, the Democrat Party wants to control.
Right. So are the Lady Justice with the blindfold, man, she's fucking peeking, right? Mm-hmm. And the fact that the U.S. government, Department of Justice, and the sub-agencies under it, the ATF, the FBI, they've been weaponized against the U.S. public, the American people who are supposed to, they always said the Second Amendment is there for the people to resist a tyrannical government, and that the government should fear the people, right? The government doesn't fear us anymore. It's opposite. The people fear the government because they're going to crush you. And that's wrong. We're no longer living in the free America that the four founders wanted.
Right.
We're not.
Well, here. So, let's listen to what Byron Donalds has to say.
All right.
If I could, Congressman, quickly come back to the allegations in the Durham report about four investigations into the Clinton Foundation that were being undertaken by three FBI field offices, suddenly being shut down shortly before the 2016 election. Your colleague in the House, Matt Gaetz, and your former colleague in the House, Jason Chaffetz, want those investigations reopened. If the DOJ and the FBI refuse to do it, should there be congressional investigations?
Oh, no, I totally agree. We should definitely be looking into this because you have a situation here where they had some basis of information to start those inquiries. And the report clearly shows you had, I believe it was Peter Strzok and other people high up in the FBI who came in through in one meeting and shut it all down with no reasoning. Then you had back channel text messages and emails saying, well, look, Hillary might be president. So do you think she's going to reward you if you continue to look into this? It stinks. And the American people need to know about it. So I think those investigations should be restarted into what was going on with the Clinton Foundation at the time. Because if some of the initial allegations are true, that you had foreign countries donating to the Clinton Foundation for preferential treatment in the future.
If I could.
Yeah. So, and which one was that foreign country that got the uranium?
Oh, Russia.
Oh, Russia. Yeah, so I just think it's funny, and I just still can't get over this, is how the Democrats think this is like 1950s fucking America again. Oh, the Russians, the big bad scary Russians.
Yeah.
It's like, and then the fucking douche pumps that follow them are, oh, the Russians, not the Russians.
But here's what really gets me is, yeah. and people have the blinders on, and because living in America, we're fucking spoiled, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you hear people, some of these foreign leaders, talk about the evil America and the shit that we do,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it. I believe the foreign policy, the Japanese. You know who the ambassador to Japan is?
No,
Rahm Emanuel. Remember him?
Yeah.
The former mayor of Chicago,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Former Obama,
yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. He's the mayor, the ambassador to Japan. Japan has been, they're getting pissed at him,
uh-huh.
because he keeps trying to push them to pass some pro-LGBTQ agenda, pushing our morals and values onto them, like trying to get them to pass the laws, and they're starting to get pissed at him for being overbearing and too pushy on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's what this government does. And it doesn't matter, I'm sure, if it's a Republican or Democrat. I'm sure Bush's ambassadors did the same. They want to advance U.S. foreign policy. But, you know, like Trump said, and this is why I think foreign leaders respected him. He's like, I'm not the president of Germany. I'm not the president of Russia. Mm-hmm. Those are your countries.
Mm-hmm.
We got to find a way to work together that's going to benefit both of our peoples.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to sit there and push. Yeah, he wants to push our security interests like NATO. If we're in this together, we're in this together. You got to keep up your fair share. He goes, but I'm not going to, you know, run your country for you. You got to run mm-hmm. your own country. But you got to meet your obligations to our alliance, period. And they laughed at him at first, but he was right about everything, man. Trump was right. And that's the swamp. That's why this whole thing pissed me off about the Durham report.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like him because he's an outsider. They don't like him because he's not hooked on that fucking globalist agenda.
Right. Yeah.
That's why.
Exactly. He. Well, remember what he was first thing he said after he got sworn in. He goes, "The country, I give the country back
to you, the people."
Yeah. And that they're all their heads went.
Yeah.
Fuck all the work we've just fucking put in.
And that's why they kept going after his agenda and, that, yeah, and behind
yeah.
the scenes.
Yeah.
And we need a clean start. I mean, it's like, I'm sorry. I there's maybe a handful of Republicans that I think actually have good intentions in Congress. But I think at this point, we need to start fresh with everybody.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I do too. But once again, you can't. That's an insurrection. You're talking about an insurrection according to the laws that they've put in place to protect themselves.
Man. Yeah, exactly. Let me play this video for you if I can find it.
Okay.
Because it's...
How's it going out there, everybody?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I'll talk to you away.
Have it pretty fairly soon here. Let's see. All right, here we go. Let's see if this plays.
We could play some crazy lady from Nebraska.
I graduated high school and got my diploma. I spent some time in college. I had kids. I got married. I worked. Paid my bills. Paid my taxes. Brought my kids up to love and respect their country and to stand for the American flag. When Obama took office in 2008, I was so proud to be an American citizen. We had watched our country go from enslaving black people to now a black man being the president of the United States. It was all the proof I needed that this is the greatest country on the planet. And if you work hard, you can be anything that you want to be. When Black Lives Matter gathered in the streets in 2012, I cheered them on. What's more American than protesting something that you find unjust? And then, overnight, the narrative shifted. And people like me, who were innocent Americans, who had done nothing wrong to anyone, were blamed for the ills of the black community. It didn't matter the statistics that I knew. I'm white, so I can't speak on the issue. But before I knew it, the winds had changed, and the narrative shifted once more. This time, it was law-abiding gun owners who were in the crosshairs, unintended. My guns have never assaulted anybody, but that didn't matter. If I had anything to say, I was just a useless gun nut, and I wanted kids to die. And then Donald Trump decided to announce his run for the presidency. Imagine my shock when the narrative shifted once more. The media demonized Donald Trump, a lifelong Democrat, and said that he was now a racist, and that anybody who supported him was a racist too. For 4 long years, people like me were called a racist, a homophobe, a bigot, any other name that they could use to demonize us. We heard about Russian collusion and white supremacy, but what we didn't hear about were all the good things that Donald Trump actually did for this country. He brought our jobs and our soldiers home. He tried to seal up the leaky borders, stopping anybody from coming in who shouldn't be here, like drug and sex traffickers. The COVID pandemic gave the left all kinds of names to call us. And if you didn't believe them, you want grandma to die. If you question anything, you're the problem. You're a science denier. And you don't care about anybody but yourself. The results of the election didn't make anything any better. And if you question that, well, then you're just un-American. And then on January 6th, all patriots, no matter if you were at the Capitol or not, were demonized. And now, if you don't want to take an experimental vaccine, you're selfish. You need to be separated from society as a whole. And if you expect to participate, well, you better get your papers. So yeah, I used to be a normal American, and the left can come up with whatever name they'd like to call me. But the reality is, I'm a pissed off patriot, and the Tree of Liberty is looking thirsty.
The last line was the one I was waiting for.
Yeah. That's so true. Everything that girl said was true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I found that today. I was like, man, she's right.
Yeah.
Pissed off patriot.
Yeah. But the thing is about, you know, she said they call you names. They call you names.
Mm-hmm.
They do.
That's all they got.
That's all they got. And I was brought up in a time, in an era where name calling, fuck you. Sticks and stones, motherfucker.
Well, we were also brought up in the era, okay, call me names. Let's step outside, bitch.
Yeah, let's.
Let's throw hands.
Yeah, let's take it outside.
You know? But yeah, sticks and stones, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. Now it's like you call someone a name and they're like, oh, I'm triggered.
Oh, I know. Guess what? I don't care. That's exactly why we have our show's titled the way it is. We don't care. If we hurt your feelings, tough shit. Get over it.
Well,
your little panty waist.
Well, some of the things we do there, I'm gonna educate the liberals here. Some of the things that we do on the show, they're called jokes.
Right? Some of them are.
Some of them aren't. But the jokes, they're not dicks, so don't take them so hard, all right? Anyways.
They're not what?
They're not dicks. Don't take them so hard.
Oh, okay. Okay, hey, so anyways, back to the Durham report. So Peter Ducey, I think it was Ducey, maybe it's not Ducey, got in. Here's Jean-Pierre, KGP. She's starting to look like militant now all of a sudden when she gets in there. So listen.
What is the White House reaction to Special Counsel Durham's report on how the FBI handled the Trump-Russia probe?
I would leave it to the Department of Justice to speak to.
He talks often about how he wants the DOJ and FBI to remain independent and, above the fray. That report seems to reflect the opposite. Does he agree with Special Counsel Durham that there needs to be wholesale changes at the FBI?
Again, that is with the Department of Justice. That's not something that I'm going to speak from the podium. As you just stated in your question, we believe in an independent Department of Justice. That's what the president said when he was running, and that's what the president has said the last 2 years. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys in Japan.
See you guys in Japan?
Yeah. Why is she going? Seriously, why is she going? She's the press secretary. Shouldn't she be back here, like, answering fucking questions? And the question the guy asked her was, does Joe Biden still believe that?
He never did. He was involved in the briefing. He was involved in it. Remember the meeting before the...
Yeah.
In January, where they're in the office and Susan Rice was there.
Was it January or December?
It was January 17th or so, whatever it was, in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. And Susan Rice, when she left, she sent an email to herself. Oh, we did everything by the book. She's trying to cover her own ass.
Yeah.
They spied on his campaign, and then they spied on his presidency. Uh-huh. You know, and someone put it perfectly. The big guy, it's not Joe Biden, it's Obama. Obama's pulling the strings this entire time. He knew what the hell was going on. He talked about scandal-free. My administration was scandal-free. No, it wasn't.
No,
You just did really good at hiding it because of the fucking people you had at the...
Because the media covered it.
Oh, they were too busy sucking his cock because...
I mean, seriously, the media... The reason there was... Because they didn't say it. We're too stupid at the time to realize that they were covering for him.
Well, the media, you know, the First Amendment was created because the media used to question government. They used to question elected officials.
Well, that was their job. That's
right.
Their job.
Right.
That's how we, the people, found out a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the truth. Now, they're just the Pravda wing of the Democrat Party. They're going to run cover for him. Right. I don't trust people like Lester Holt. I don't trust people like Matt Williams or you know, all these...
Matt Williams.
Was it Matt Williams or what's it, Brian Williams?
Yeah, you're talking about Matt Lauer.
Matt, yeah, that guy.
I don't trust him either. He has a push-button lock.
Yeah. But you
said, no, Brian, no.
But all these mainstream, nightly news, you know.
Yeah.
Why do you think CNN, you know, Newsmax has passed CNN in viewers now? You know that?
Well, yeah. Because no one. Well, first of all, who's on CNN? Seriously, who is? I mean, they got rid of their top guys.
So what they got? They got like Anderson Cooper left.
Gay.
Right.
Yeah. And the only reason he has a job because he's homo.
And they're trying to prop up. They're trying to prop up this new girl, Caitlin Collins, who just got fucking destroyed by Trump.
Yeah, but okay, we played a clip from her last week when she was on Fox. So she'll just talk with whatever point they tell her to.
Yeah, that's like half the reporters out there.
Then they got what's his name, the former senator, the guy from Illinois.
Who?
Kinzinger. Yeah.
He's on there now?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he has a show, but he's...
He's a panelist.
He's on there. He's getting paid by him.
Oh, God. You know, they'll take anybody.
Yeah, no.
Hey, maybe we can get a job there.
No.
We'll bring up their viewership.
I know, we would, but...
We'll be like the antagonist.
I heard that they were trying to get
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley. Are you sure you want Chuck on there? Remember, he's not a role model.
That was terrible.
Young Chuck, you want Chuck or Young Chuck?
I'm terrible.
We'll get the AI guy on there.
How are we doing there?
33 minutes.
All right, we're going to take a break. I looked for a fake commercial today. Couldn't find one.
All right, we'll just come back after this short break.
And then, yeah, after we refill our beers and stuff. All right. Okay, we're right back. Okay, I held up that time. So, hey, we're back. Hey,
that was a strategic pause there, Chuck.
Yeah, before we get into the second half, a couple things. So, since Mike led off the first part of the show with his favorite, like, techno music, I'm going to play you some techno music.
Okay.
Darling, come here, fuck me up.
I am not a techno music fan.
What band was that?
Lords of Acid.
Lords of Acid, that was right. I don't think Lindy heard the beginning of it.
No. I don't need to hear it. I purposely did not hear it. No, I don't like techno.
You got to hear the intro. Play it one more time.
I remember that one.
Man, living.
What are you, prude?
I just don't like techno.
Oh. Living in Europe for a couple of years, and when I was like, well, I was in my late teens, I guess, 19, 20, 21.
Yeah.
Trust me, the bars, the discotheques, if that was where it was at.
Yeah, but I didn't hear that one in a discotheque. I heard it in a strip club.
Yeah. Dollar bills.
Of course you did.
Hey,
just fold them just right.
When I was 30 years old,
hey,
I was like lived there in a strip club.
When I was young, single, and had extra money that I wanted to just throw away. That's just funny. I wish I knew then what I know now, that I'd be fucking rich if I didn't spend all that money there.
Yeah, if I would have just sat in Sniffer's Row.
Where the sticky seats were.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. So, another thing I wanted to talk about was I want to thank Lady Liberty Lover on True Social. She mentioned us in her post this week, talking about digital warriors.
All right.
And she after her post, she named a bunch of like people like at Offending Memes, Supreme Meme, Build the Wall, these people, and then at Did We Offend You is one of her digital warriors, and so I want to thank you for
the shout out and spreading the word about the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so back on the FBI.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm coming. Hello. Jeez, this place is so confusing.
I call FIB. Not anymore, you won't.
No.
So part of the revelations this week, was it like four whistleblowers came out against the FBI, contacted Congress. So yeah. They didn't just come out this week. They've been in talks with Congress for a while.
But now they're out there. Their names are out there. Their faces are out there.
Everything else, yeah.
And the shit that the fucking FBI put these guys through?
Still putting them through.
Holy shit. How does Christopher Wray still have a fucking job?
So, it's like Debbie Wasserman Schultz was like, well, the agency says they're not whistleblowers. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not how this fucking works.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys passed a law that says there's whistleblower protection. If they go through certain people, they're considered whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
So their lawyers contacted. First, they went to the supervisors, and the supervisors retaliated. Then they went to Congress. Congress is one, as a former federal employee in the military, whistleblowers, I go to my chain of command.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to a congressperson.
Mm-hmm.
I could go to a lawyer, a JAG officer, law enforcement, and I'd still have whistleblower protection. But if I go to the media,
mm-hmm.
that's why some of these guys like the NSA, like Snowden, went to the media. Mm-hmm. Not really whistleblower protection.
Right.
But contacting a member of Congress is a protected person in order for communications to be considered a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys are being suspended without pay. Their security clearances are being revoked.
Dude, they held the one guy. They locked up his shit. They moved him to, like, California or something, and then wouldn't give him
On the first day he reported, they suspended him, and wouldn't give him his household goods, his clothes.
And made him homeless, and his family, yeah.
And it's just like, you sons of bitches. And, of course, Wasserman Schultz, well, the agency said they're not whistleblowers. Oh, does it work like that? Because I remember all kinds of single anonymous whistleblowers coming out against Trump. Yeah. So if that's the case, his first impeachment...
Mm-hmm.
right? The whistleblower from the White House. Yeah. The White House, he's not a whistleblower.
That they kept his identity top secret until I forget how it got out, but it got out.
You know, so the White House, if they'd say, well, he's not a whistleblower, so all that testimony is null and void? No, they're whistleblowers.
Yeah.
And the fact that our government, the FBI, is the shit they're doing. I mean, it's the one that came out that, you know why they don't want to release so much of the January 6th footage? Did you hear this?
Yeah, because there's feds in there.
All over.
Yeah.
What'd they say, like, out of the 55 Proud Boys people, like 30 of them are feds?
Really?
There's at least 100 feds involved in that were in January 6th involved in all that?
Mm-hmm.
100. Committing crimes on tape as undercover officers.
Yeah. Well, so that's called,
entrapment?
Entrapment, yeah. Okay, so here's a clip of one of the guys right here. This is Garrett O'Boyle.
He's the one that
has sworn to defend this country from enemies, both foreign and domestic, even if that means sacrificing my life. I've lived that oath out since first enlisting in the Army, consistently saying, here am I, send me. My oath, however, did not include sacrificing the hopes, dreams, and livelihood of my family. My strong, beautiful, and courageous wife, and our four sweet and beautiful daughters who have endured this process along with me. In weaponized fashion, the FBI allowed me to accept orders to a new position halfway across the country. They allowed us to sell my family's home. They ordered me to report to the new unit when our youngest daughter was 2 weeks old. Then, on my first day on the new assignment, they suspended me, rendering my family homeless. They refused to release our goods, including our clothes, for weeks. All I wanted to do was serve my country by stopping bad guys and protecting the innocent. To my chagrin, bad guys have begun running parts of the government, making it difficult to continue to serve this nation and protect the innocent. But I, for one, will never stop trying. And I'll never forget my oath.
God bless him.
Yeah. I mean, he was in the military. I think he went to Iraq and
Afghanistan. He was U.S. Army Infantry.
Yeah. 101st Airborne, right?
You're in the Combat Infantry Badge.
Yeah.
For direct engagement with any enemy. He got out of the military, became a law enforcement officer, finished his degree, and then went to the FBI.
Yeah.
Right?
He had like top fucking
reviews. Top reviews. There's several others that were top reviews, employee of the month, employee of the year.
Yeah.
All kinds of awards, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, your performance is shit. You're an enemy. No.
Yeah.
All these supervisors are firing him. You know, it's when someone makes a whistleblower complaint, any action you take against them is going to be scrutinized as retaliation. Anything,
right?
Unless you have proper documentation to support it, all up prior to that point. So if you had performance reviews prior to saying you're marginal, dude, you need to step up your game. You're marginal. You got to have like a couple of them. But even so, once you do that, you got to go to the lawyers first and say. But all these guys, top performers, you know, this guy was SWAT team. He was, you know, all kinds of like everything he tried out for was an elite part of the FBI, and he got it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, but I want to know what the fuck are they holding up his fucking personal items for?
Hmm. Exactly. Why?
Yeah.
What are they going through them? Are they searching them without a warrant? Apparently, the FBI likes to do that.
Yeah, apparently.
You know.
Well, here's another. Here's one of the other ones for. This is Representative Linda Sanchez from California. Who's questioning this guy, right? This guy Marcus Allen.
Marcus Allen.
Yeah. So,
the running back.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is
classic.
Yeah, because I couldn't believe she continued.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, have you ever used Twitter, yes or no?
I have utilized Twitter, yes.
Okay, and is your account at MarcusA97050645?
That is absolutely not my account.
Okay, that's not your account. Well, on December 5th, 2022, an account under the name Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said,
"That is not my account, ma'am."
You haven't let me finish the question,
might
sir.
Have been the football player.
You haven't let me finish the question. And the time is mine. On December 5th.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm so tired of that.
And the time is mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Shut up, bitch.
2022, an account under the name of Marcus Allen retweeted a tweet that said, quote, Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th. Retweet if you agree, end quote. Do you agree with that statement? Yes or no?
What does it matter if he agrees with it or not? I don't, yeah. What's the relevance?
Yeah, I don't know.
That is, I don't, no, ma'am. That's not my account at all. I have
I'm
no
asking
idea.
Whether you agree with that statement, yes or no?
Can you please rephrase the statement?
Yeah. Do you think
I'm the
that
gentlelady
Nancy
has
Pelosi
expired.
Staged January 6th? I just want him to answer
he'll answer.
Last
he'll answer.
Question.
Yeah, he'll answer. I'm just telling you your time's up.
Do you believe that Nancy Pelosi, do you agree with the statement that this person tweeted that Nancy Pelosi staged January 6th? Yes
I
or
don't.
No?
No.
Thank you.
Okay, so what point did she just prove?
That that she's an idiot.
Yeah. Really? Seriously, what point? I mean, I just want to finish.
On December 10th, or December 7th, 1941, the Japanese emperor...
Yeah, he tweeted out...
Do you agree with his statement? I wasn't even alive then.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're alive. Do you agree with it?
In 1994, Tupac Shakur yeah. sang about Twizzle Dizzle Dizzle D. Do you agree with that statement? Again, California.
Dude, seriously, what a fucking turd. What Dude, a fucking turd.
They have nothing, and they know it.
Yeah, I know. But she had to make herself sound all smart. Like, okay, well, no, I'm gonna get my point across then.
Well, what's really...
Someone
okay.
by the name of Marcus Allen...
So something just came out that her husband was just convicted of, like, forgery or fraud in Connecticut for bank fraud or
Wait,
something.
Wait, she has a husband?
Yeah, apparently.
She has purple hair, dude. First of all, okay, that's another thing. Congressmen, people, don't have purple hair.
What, did you see Fetterman the other day?
Oh, with his shorts on?
And a sweatshirt. Everyone else is in suits and ties.
Yeah.
Smack the 14th.
This?
We're here for one simple reason.
Simple.
President Biden needs to consider using the 14th Amendment if necessary. The entire GOP debt ceiling Wait. Negotiation is a sad charade.
This is funny.
And that's exactly what's wrong in Washington. We're playing with the livelihoods of millions just so the GOP can just turn the screws against hungry Americans. This is the whole reason why the 14th Amendment exists. We need to be prepared to be using it. Again, remember, say that again. We must...
Say that again. He's reading the word. Remember, say that again.
Yeah. And I'm going to get into the 14th Amendment later on. But when I was watching that video clip, I was like, no. He did not just yeah, like...
Man, we need to Ron Burgundy his ass.
Yeah, put it in front of him, he's going to read it.
Fuck you very much, San Diego.
I was like, fucking retard.
Yeah, he said it.
Yeah, but yeah, he's got a hoodie on. It's like, don't we have like a dress code at Congress?
We should. You know, dress for the job you want, not for the one you have. You're up there representing the fucking your state. One of a 100 people.
Yeah.
Well, 100 senators out there.
Yeah.
Dress like it. Little fucking tard.
So,
back on the FBI.
Yeah, back on the FBI.
A Boston FBI agent was just shown on tape, and I have the tape.
Uh-huh.
Saying that the Washington FBI field office pressured other field offices not to share January 6 tapes because there were FBI agents in the mob and they don't want their identities revealed. Further tapes show that the FBI agents deliberately used as agitators on January 6 and other events to increase the rhetoric that conservatives were out of control. They literally say that agents were bad actors to create the narrative that Republicans are domestic terrorists. And there were FBI agents placed in school board meetings and churches to gather information on parents and Christians. So the one FBI agent, I think his name last name was Friend, Steve Friend or something like that, said that he was tasked to go to school meetings, and while the meetings were going on, he was out in the parking lot getting license plate information to run intelligence on the parents there. And Matt Gaetz asked him, well, have you ever, outside of your agency role as an FBI agent, been to a school board meeting? And he said, yes, I have, as a parent.
Yeah.
And he goes, as a matter of fact, other agents in my office joked that they'd be investigating me soon.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, of course, so you got FBI as agitators on January 6th. You so, actually, if I was one of the January 6th fucking people in the gulag right now, or at least their lawyers, I'd be taking this information. Oh my God, that talk about defense information right here.
Exactly.
And the fact that they've been held without bail for this long for nonviolent offenses like this, whereas murderers, rapists, all these people, terrorists are getting set free.
Okay, well, here's my question. Where the fuck is Juicy Smollett?
What?
Wasn't he released to...
He got like 3 days. He was in for like 3 days, if that.
Right, but he wasn't to formulate his appeal
or something.
Yeah, when's his appeal? Like, never.
Well, can we trade Brittany Griner for some of these defendants?
Yeah, exactly. No. Now she has a whole new respect, dude, for the national
anthem. Yeah. It feels different. It just feels. It hits me in the right in the feels. It
gets me right in the Adam's apple.
Wait, you gotta say it in her voice. It hits me right in the Adam's apple. Not the vagina. Brittany Griner. God bless America. Thanks, Brittany.
I know.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I know we're mean. Lindsay's just shaking her head like, oh my God.
Okay, here.
She's like, these guys are idiots.
Here's a, who's this black lady? You remember the ranking member? The ranking member?
Plaskett from Virgin Islands or something?
Yeah.
This
is her talking about the whistleblowers the other day.
Okay.
And now, I want you to listen really careful to what she fucking says, okay?
The rules don't apply when it comes to the Republicans. They want different set of rules for themselves than everyone else. They want a different set of rules for their political beliefs than other individuals have. Individuals who are espousing their beliefs on the job where they're not supposed to, it's okay when it's their beliefs. But if it were somebody else, then a different set of rules would apply to them. Hiding information, it's all part and parcel of the Republicans' attempt to make Americans distrust our rule of law. So that when 2024 comes around, and should their candidate not win, more and more people will not believe the truth. The truth matters. The truth matters. And hiding information and stating a lie over and over again does not make it true.
Okay.
Dude, there's so much to unpack there.
There's not. I mean, she just basically laid out the fucking Democrat fucking playbook.
Right.
And blamed it on the Republicans.
Right.
Yeah.
And first of all, I'm going to call her token because she has no real authority. She's only a ranking member on that committee because she has no real voting rights because she's from a territory and not from a state.
Uh-huh.
First of all, if that's the case, go back to your fucking island.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And be involved in your territorial shit. Because all she's doing here is stirring shit up.
Right.
And she's the one that, like, she demanded their private sworn testimony. Did you see that one? And Jim Jordan would not give it to her. And she's just being a little bitch about it. Oh, dude, it was amazing. The fact that, you know, Jim Jordan is kind of pulling some of the same shit that, what was that little penguin dude's name?
Oh,
Nadler.
Nadler.
Some of the same shit that Nadler would do on that committee when they would ask for shit, and he'd be like, no, I'm done. No. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't save it, but it was like, I was really impressed with Jim Jordan, the way he was fucking just shutting her down. It was like, no, fuck you, nonchalantly, fuck you. It's not in the motion. That's not in the rules. You don't need to. And it's just like, just as soon as she opens her mouth, I know everything that's going to come out of it is bullshit.
Right. Yeah. Well, that wasn't, what she said was the truth. It was the God's honest truth, but it was the how the Democrats run things.
It's how the Democrat run things. Yeah, because they are the ones who say the lie enough to repeat it.
Yeah.
January 6th, the big lie, the big lie, the big lie.
They're the ones that, yeah, and then they get the media to fucking reiterate their fucking lie.
Right, exactly.
Because how many times have we played those montages where it's yeah, the same thing over and over and over?
So
here, you talked about Matt Gaetz earlier. I have that clip.
Do you?
Yeah, here, listen.
Mr. Allen, we just astonishingly heard a Democrat on this committee question your allegiance to the United States. How many tours in Iraq did you do?
I did 2 tours in Iraq, sir.
And for how many decades have you held a security clearance?
For 2 decades, sir.
Ever been called into question before?
No, sir.
And you also received the Employee of the Year Award for the Charlotte Field Office, is that right?
That is correct, sir.
Did you receive any medals during your service for the Marine Corps and the United States Navy?
I did, sir. As a member of the Marine Corps, I received 2 a Navy Commendation Medal and a Navy Achievement Medal.
Seems to me your allegiance to the United States is pretty well established over multiple decades, wearing the uniform, fighting for our country, and I am proud that you continue to fight for our country as a whistleblower here, making a disclosure to the United States Congress. And Mr. Allen, is it your belief that you were retaliated against because you shared an email that questioned the truthfulness of FBI Director Christopher Wray?
Yes, sir.
And you believed that he wasn't truthful based on testimony he'd given to the United States Senate, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And in that testimony to the Senate, you believed that Christopher Wray indicated that there were no confidential informants and no FBI assets that were present at the Capitol on January 6th that were part of the violent riot. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Please play the video. We're now going to hear from George Hill, who worked at the Boston field office.
Okay. And this is the video.
Yeah, the SSA in Boston said they were going to a political rally, which is First Amendment protected activity. No, we're not uploading. We're not starting cases on these people. To which they said, well, we're going to call your SAC. And the SSA said, go right ahead, because when you're pushing back, you know, you want to make sure that you have your six covered. So the SAC and the ASAC were intimately aware of these kinds of exchanges that were going on. And again, to his credit, Joe Bonavolante said, no, we're not opening up cases on people who went to a rally. And I forgot a key part. The SSA for CT2 said, happy to do it. Show us where they were inside the Capitol, and we'll look into it. To which WFO said, we can't show you those videos unless you can tell us the exact time and place those individuals were inside the Capitol. To which the SSA responded back, and I was privy to these conversations firsthand, why can't you show us, why can't you just send us, give us access to the 11,000 hours of video that's available? Because there may be UC's undercover officers or CHS's confidential human sources on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
So, Mr. Allen, you got retaliated against for the very thing, for saying the very thing that the Washington field office was telling Boston, when the Boston field office was saying, we're not going to go and investigate people that just showed up at a rally without sufficient criminal predicate. The Washington field office told Boston, well, you know what? We can't give you the evidence because it might disclose the very CIs and UCs that you are concerned about. But that doesn't surprise you, Mr. O'Boyle, does it?
No, sir.
And the reason it doesn't surprise you is that in a different part of the country, you saw that same pressure from the Washington field office. And did they ever try to get you to do something that was outside the normal order of law enforcement activity?
Yes, sir.
And what did the Washington field office try to get you to do that violated the law and regulations?
It tried to get me to serve a federal grand jury subpoena when there was no proper predicate to do so.
And the reason there was no predicate was because it was based on an anonymous tip, right?
That's correct.
And Time and again, the Washington field office was trying to pressure you without corroboration to go start process on people. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
And so while I agree that January 6th was a violent day, a bad day, a day that nobody wants to relive, violence on January 6th doesn't justify weaponizing the government against people who were innocent and did nothing wrong. Thank you for blowing the whistle on that.
But it doesn't even matter. Even if they were wrong, we're supposed to have a presumption of innocence in this country.
Right.
Innocent until proven guilty. And it's the burden falls onto the government to prove guilt, not on us to prove innocence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what pisses me off. You're supposed to have the premier law enforcement agency, something that we all looked up to growing up. Mm-hmm. The FBI was like the shining star of law enforcement. And now they're nothing but fucking the Gestapo of the fucking political left.
Right. Right. So, another thing I wanted to bring up, and I saw the video, but I didn't save it, and I don't know why. But do you know who Dan Goldman is?
Yeah, he's a douchebag. He's like from Levi Strauss or Goldman Sachs, where he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
And he's trying to fucking say these guys are only doing it for money.
Yeah, that they got paid by Cash Patel.
Yeah.
Did you know who Cash Patel is?
He was a Assistant Secretary of Defense for Trump.
Right.
Yeah.
And have you ever taken money? Well, the guy goes, I did. He goes, but he was just helping me feed my family or whatever. Thing is, Cash Patel set up a fund.
A fundraiser to raise money for these guys because they were suspended without pay.
Yeah.
And he wanted to make sure they could pay their mortgage, have food on the table, and support their families.
Yeah, he wasn't paying them to fucking give information.
Right. I was going to say, there's a give, send, go somewhere. I wish I had saved it. That's raising money for these guys. Seraphim, I think.
Really? Well, good. Because fucking GoFundMe won't do it.
No. Give, send, go.
Yeah.
That's the site I'm going to from now on. If it's a GoFundMe, I'm not giving you fucking money.
Right.
It has to be a give, send, go.
Right.
But I think the guy's name is Seraph, and he's raising money for these guys. The other day, he was up to $62,000.
He's the guy that's on, he was the first one suspended. He's the guy that's always on the Dan Bongino show.
Yeah. So he has a give, send, go to raise money, and he's sending money to these guys to help them pay their bills and their mortgages and support their families. So if I want to donate anywhere, I'm going to donate to these guys.
Uh-huh.
They're getting real. And see, Goldman, he's a trust fund baby anyway.
Right. Yeah. He basically bought his seat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He's from California. California fucking.
So, but once again.
You got Swalwell. You got that fucking purple-haired broad that
they're projecting. They're trying to show and blame everyone else for the shit that they're doing. That's what I said, man. We got to start over. I'm just going to sound insurrection-y.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. But just like that girl said in the video, the Tree of Liberty is getting thirsty.
Yep. Saying shit. Oh, dude, remember. Can't say that shit. Okay, anyways.
I said it.
All right, so basically these guys have pissed off a lot of people. So here's another senator. He's on the good guy side. This is Greg Stube on the campaign, yeah. I can't pronounce the name, but
okay.
Stube.
Based on your testimony, everybody else's testimony, which by the way, I want to thank you guys for being here. I know it takes a lot of courage to do it. I want to thank you for your service as a military veteran myself who served. I was probably in Iraq when some of you guys were there. I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for standing up for the Constitution, for America. Because I know that this is difficult to go through, what your families are going through, being barricaded out of having your personal belongings, not being able to get pay, the FBI taking away your security clearances so you can't get a job. I commend you for standing up for American values and commend you for standing up for what you believe are huge misgrievances that are going on at the FBI. And based on y'all's testimony, the report that we have seen, the FBI has turned into the enforcement arm of the Democratic Party.
Yep.
Going after pro-life individuals, going after individuals who were not in restricted areas on January 6th, who were not violent on January 6th, using SWAT teams to go after them to try to intimidate them. And then when officers like yourself, who have served our country, who have served the FBI, who have served in law enforcement, suddenly want to raise concerns and use the whistleblower status to be able to, hey, this isn't right. This isn't the way that we should be treating these individuals. This isn't fair. Suddenly, the FBI is shutting you out, taking away your clearances, taking away your pay, shutting you down so that your families can't even survive financially. So I want to thank you for your testimony here today, and I hope the American people will gloss over the lies that have been perpetrated on you today for the truth that is underneath every single one of your statements.
It's not our job.
Egregious abuse, misallocation of law enforcement resources, misconduct in leadership ranks of the FBI. And I've been here 5 years, and during that period of time, Director Wray and AG Garland have both sat in desks just like that under oath and testified that they would not retaliate against whistleblowers. And it's my understanding, Mr. Friend, that you went through all of the required regulations at the FBI in order to raise your concerns to your supervisors. Is that correct?
Yes.
So you followed inside protocol for the FBI, utilizing whistleblower statute protection information regulations through the FBI to make your complaints and information be known?
Yes.
And you did that to your supervisors?
Three levels of supervisors.
Three levels of supervisors, and the response to that was losing your security clearance, shutting you out, losing your job, taking away your pay.
That's correct.
I'm so frustrated and angry, and I don't have, you know, only a minute and a half left to try to display the level of corruption, weaponization, politicization that has occurred at the highest levels of the FBI and the DOJ. And both Director Wray and Merrick Garland have sat there and testified that there's no retribution for whistleblowers. No, we don't retaliate against whistleblowers, but we have testimony, and I'm a lawyer too, and testimony is a fact in evidence that that exactly is what is going on in the FBI and the DOJ. Based on...
So here's what I would do then. Mm-hmm. If I was this committee,
uh-huh.
I would call in Attorney General and Director Wray uh-huh. in for hearing. And I would have those guys sitting right behind them and ask them again under oath.
Yeah.
And say, remember, under oath, you said there's no retaliation.
Yeah. Where's your paperwork on why you did this to the people?
Yeah. Where's your substantiated record? Because either you lied under oath then or you're going to lie under oath right now.
Yeah.
When are you committing perjury? Now or then?
Yeah.
That's one of the two.
Yep.
But here, you know who... Congressman Hageman is?
Yep. To be blunt?
From Wyoming, who replaced Liz Cheney, right?
Yep.
Yeah, let's see.
To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt. I will name names. Christopher Wray and Mary Garland are corrupt. They know it, we know it, and the American people know it.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to play that clip.
I like that chick already.
Yeah.
It's sickening, though.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, seriously, that Agent O'Boyle, in his testimony, he talked about, he took an oath, he swore an oath to the Constitution, not to a political party.
Right, he said that.
Right.
Yeah.
In his opening statement. And he is right. I have taken that oath when I first enlisted. I've taken that same oath every time I re-enlisted. And it's more than just words.
Right.
You swear to defend the Constitution of the United States, not
the United States, not the government.
Not the government, not the Republicans, not the Democrats, not anybody. The Constitution. The Constitution that says we the people have the power. The Constitution that limits the power of the government. Right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bill of Rights. That is what, you know, the separation of powers between the three branches of government. Not the fourth branch. Everyone talks about the fourth branch being the intelligence branch.
Uh-huh.
No.
No, there's no fourth branch.
Well, exactly. But you talk about the deep state. The deep state is the intelligence branch, and they're the ones who think they run the show. That's where the FBI has become an intelligence organization after 9/11 instead of a law enforcement organization.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days of Al Capone and the Prohibition, FBI was the FBI.
Yep. Run by a tranny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But so the that guy was spot on that we swore against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Uh-huh.
And no one wants to admit it, and I know I'm not supposed to say it, but seriously, a lot of these, the deep state, the intelligence officials, the corrupt politicians, in my mind, have become the domestic enemies of the Constitution.
Dude, they have. I mean, it's...
It's... Because what they're doing, they're perversing... They're trying to perverse the Constitution and the laws to in order to just maintain and gain power. That's all they care about.
The Clintons, the Obamas, the Bushes.
Bushes. The Rockefeller. I mean, well, the Rockefellers are the money behind it, but all these... I mean, it's just... Yeah. Dude, there. But any of these... Well, Feinstein, the Pelosi's, Feinstein. The fucking She's Schumer's.
Fucking brain dead.
Dude, yeah, we gotta get her.
She's worse off than Fetterman.
But once again, they've been there so long. So all these politicians who've been in government for 30, 40 years, you know what? You're the problem. You're the domestic enemies because you're more concerned about power and money and enriching yourself and using taxpayer money for lobbyists to come back to you.
Yeah, because there's no way in hell that you can make the money you've made. Especially like people like Nancy Pelosi, or on the salary of a fucking congressperson.
Right. Instead of going there to do the people's work, you go there to get power, to gain inside information, to influence.
Right.
Right.
Right. To take payola.
And to enrich yourselves.
Yeah.
That's seriously.
What, you have my best interest in mind at all.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, and they want to keep us divided and keep us poor because if they keep us divided and poor and on the dole.
Well, if you're reliant upon the government has all the power.
Has all the power.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's like the communist, regimes of the old Soviet Union. Yeah. You know, the people were relying on the government, the party, the Communist Party. If you were a party member, you were good.
Remember under Trump how much money you were making. Remember. Everything was cheaper, and your salaries were going up.
Yeah,
and all this other stuff, and that goes against their will,
right?
Because their will is to keep you down, keep you poor, keep you dependent.
So, no. So I honestly think, and probably those same guys there think that. Of course, I'm injecting them what they may think. Anyways, it's only speculation The government has become the domestic enemy of the Constitution that everybody in that organization swore to protect and defend.
Yeah, they take that oath the day they sworn in.
Right.
Yeah.
But they've forgotten it, they're willfully disregarding it.
They don't forget shit, dude. They willfully do it. Because who's going to hold them to it?
Exactly. No one's holding them accountable.
Yeah.
Because the people, once again, instead of the government being scared of the people, the people have become scared of the government.
I'm not scared of the government. Fuck you, government. Government. You know who Andy Biggs is? Let me play this clip from Andy Biggs.
I have to ask, what is your recourse if another subpoena or attempt by Congress is refused in order to get to the bottom of this?
We have to go with the budget and the money and start slashing their budgets and also start limiting their power and authority, and also use the Holman rule to remove certain leaders, and then reform or dismantle where we need to.
All right, Congress. I have to ask what.
So he was, and I agree with him. I really do. They need to dismantle.
At this point, they talk about the Holman rule a lot to withhold the leader's pay and all that shit. Talk is cheap.
Right.
Start fucking doing it. Seriously, talk is cheap. I'd start withholding fucking pay, do all this shit, remove people from power, take away Merrick Garland's paycheck, take away Ray's paycheck. How long will it be before their wife starts screaming about not having fucking money?
Right.
Kneecap them on their power and authority. What do you think, Lindy? How long would it take for a wife to... These guys making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah, they're probably not working, so, they're sitting at home. They're enjoying the fruits of their husband's labor, so, probably pretty quick. A week?
2 weeks? Whatever.
I'd say a week. They're probably out shopping every day, spending as much as they can of that paycheck.
Okay, so really quick, before we go. I said I was going to bring this up about the 14th Amendment, right?
Okay.
Because you had Fetterman in there. The 14th Amendment.
Say that again. Repeat line.
Okay. Does anybody know what the 14th Amendment is?
Well, I know part of it.
I mean, it covers a lot. It's a kind of a broad.
Broad thing. Fucking amendment. Yeah.
Amendment, yeah. But Section 4 of the 14th Amendment covers the debt that America owes the people, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to read you this real quick. This is the simplified version because it'll make a lot more sense. Section 4 of the 14th Amendment states that the validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned. Historians believe the clause was intended to ensure the federal government would not repudiate its debts as some former Confederate states had done. Where is it? It also prohibits payment of any debt owed to the defunct Confederate state and banned any payments to former enslavers as compensation for the loss of human property. So, how does it? And they're like saying that we can't listen to act the 14th Amendment for what?
Yeah, why? What?
For what? We're not paying Confederate states.
We're paying up. Well,
and the thing, the fact of the matter is, they raised the debt ceiling. And they didn't, and then you listen to KG. Well, if you listen to the thing, she's like, well, they're cutting pay to all these social programs that are important to the American people. No, they're not. In their thing, there was no.
Well, no, they want do want to cut spending, like they want to recall the unspent COVID money.
Uh huh.
They want to stop the spending for and cut off funding for the student loan repayment. Debt forgiveness,
uh-huh.
You know, shit that we just don't have the money for that they're trying to find.
Uh-huh.
There has to be spending cuts. Now, since we've transitioned to this topic, I'm proud of the Republicans for sticking together on this.
Me too.
You know what? Make the White House concede. Because right now, the Republicans hold all the cards.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If they don't, if the White House doesn't want to concede the spending cuts, let it go to default.
It's not going to go to default, though, because they raised the debt ceiling. It's all a misconception. They're lying to the people.
No, the debt ceiling is at a certain limit. And if we don't raise it again, we're going to surpass it and default. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Let it default. I want to see what happens.
Well, I heard that the Republicans put in the for welfare that they have to work or go to school for 20 hours.
Yeah,
work requirement,
yeah.
Uh-huh. And they put that in there as their little token that they'll say, okay, if you do this, we'll take that out. That was something that they put in there to at least.
I'm at the point now where I'd start throwing all kinds of shit in there. You know what? You motherfuckers, you waited, they thought the Republicans weren't going to be united is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And you Republicans are united.
Well, with the exception of John Kerry.
But he's not, he has no fucking say.
I know, but still.
But,
yeah, but what I heard was that they put that in there thinking that, you know, if they're like, well, you got to take something out. Right now they're all up in arms about that. And so
Clinton,
they're...
In the past, Clinton had work requirements for welfare, and Biden supported it.
Well, there's going around right now.
There should be work requirements for welfare. There should also be drug testing requirements for welfare.
But there's a clip of Biden going and saying... And this was early in the 80s or 90s where he was
there
pushing.
There has to be a work requirement.
Yeah,
he was pushing for it. But that wasn't me.
Yeah, well, there's so much shit that he has said in the past that it's on tape and on video
mm-hmm.
that he has contradicted himself now. Mm-hmm. And it's not because he's contradicting himself. He's being told. He has no fucking clue. He's an idiot. He's about one step ahead of Fetterman.
And actually, I'm beginning to think that the big guy really isn't Joe Biden at all.
It's Obama.
Yeah.
It is Obama.
I think Obama was getting 10%.
Yeah. So.
And Hunter was paying Joe's bills.
I'm trying to find this clip. I can't find it. Where this this girl from Fox just ripped into KGP about the 14th Amendment because she has this. That girl has no idea what you're fucking, what she's saying.
No, she doesn't. She.
And I can't find it. I wish I would have saved it. God damn it.
Because she'll just like, yeah. She'll get cornered and she'll be like, but I'm the first gay black chick.
Yeah, yeah, who cares?
Seriously. I'm a crack snacker.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, no, I don't think I saved that one either, but there was
you saw the one you saw?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's a blonde chick
from, yeah, from Fox News.
Yeah. Yeah. Sitting in the Peter Ducey seat.
Yeah.
The time.
Yeah.
And she just fucking hammered her.
Yeah.
And she's like, diversity.
Yeah.
I'm gay. You can't say that I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm gay. You got to, I got a pass because I'm gay.
And I'm black.
Yeah.
And
Jesus Christ.
What?
No, that.
And what? I'm and black. I'm black?
Yeah.
Yeah, they pull out every fucking card they can get.
So, hey, so real quick, this week, too, Marjorie Taylor Greene put out impeachment, letters of impeachment against, like, fucking everybody.
Good.
You heard that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Mayorkas, fucking Biden,
uh-huh,
fucking Ray.
And some attorney, state U.S.
Merrick,
attorney.
Well, Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland, Christopher Ray, Mayorkas. Biden and some U.S. attorney.
Oh, somewhere?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, just start chopping heads.
Yeah, exactly. And
that's where's McCarthy with these?
She just introduced the letters this week. So
I think she goes Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah, and she's like, that includes impeachment week.
Let's see them.
Yeah.
Exactly. I support every single one of them.
Well, yeah, if Mayorkas with the fucking
Border.
Dude, we have total control. Yeah, you have control because you fucking made people move out of the way, except for Texas.
Well, and okay, and what? DeSantis set 1,500 National Guard. Or
uh-huh,
National
to Guard. Texas?
Yeah, to Texas.
Yeah, but what about here? Apparently I heard that Katie Hobbs is actually doing something.
What?
I don't know, but it's not as
What are we talking about?
I don't know, but she needs to go. But I'm just saying, yeah, but there's actually a video of the Texas yeah, of National Guardsmen stop at the river. Yeah. No, fuck you. You ain't coming in. Yeah.
And like, so DeSantis said,
Hose B, you turn around. Turn around, though.
What, DeSantis what?
He sent some over there to help him.
Well, there was like six states that sent guardsmen over. To Texas.
Okay, you know, I have a question, though. So, you got Texas, right? They're all stopping them. You got Arizona. They're allegedly stopping them.
They are.
What?
They are.
I know, but there's a state in between those two states. New Mexico. How come nobody ever talks about fucking New Mexico?
Okay, so here's why. If you really look at the way Texas and El Paso stick so far, like halfway across the state.
Uh-huh.
There's a small sliver of New Mexico.
Yeah.
So that part of the New Mexico border either falls under the El Paso sector.
Uh-huh.
Or it falls under the Arizona sector of the border.
Okay.
As far as border control.
Okay.
I don't know if that would be the Tucson sector or the Douglas sector. Probably Douglas. It's a very thin fucking layer of New Mexico.
Okay, I'm just saying. You never hear about New Mexico.
Right.
It's a whole fucking state between us.
Yeah, but like I said, look how far Texas and El Paso sticks into that state underneath the bottom half.
Yeah, here.
You can pull up a map.
Yeah.
And you'll see why. There's really maybe 100 miles of border of New Mexico. And
yeah, but there's a lot of fucking Mexicans that sneak in there.
But as far as when they talk about Border Patrol, like the Yuma sector, San Diego sector,
yeah,
I think it falls under El Paso sector or the Douglas sector. All right. So they're being caught. There's like nobody said, like, hey, fuck New Mexico.
No, I'm just saying. There's like, look, see?
Look. Well, trust me, I know.
There's like this little section right here.
I flew over it the other day, dude. Trust me. It sucked.
Remember, Billy the Kid was going to go down to Old Mexico. So he's from New Mexico. So,
nobody talks about it, but it's there. So, yeah, the triple strand in Texas up on the river, they had the triple stranded concertina wire, and the National Guard is standing on the other side, like saying, no entry, no entrado.
Right. I was at work the other day. So I drew the Arizona border on there. I go, okay, like, where does the U.S. border end?
And Arizona begins?
Yeah. And I go, because if it's like 10 feet, then we should all be over 11 feet away with fucking guns.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can stall. You got fuckers stay in that 10-foot area.
Yeah.
The minute you fucking put one toe across, we're going to off you.
Yeah, where
it's an invasion at this point.
Yeah, where does the federal border and the state border, where is the differentiate?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because on the map, that says that's the bottom of the Arizona state border.
Yeah, not the bottom of the U.S. border.
Right.
And the state outright.
The states run the government, not the federal.
Yeah, exactly. So it's my border, and you fuckers can't come in.
So, yep. Go to Texas if you want. Go to California. If you want to come in, go to California.
Yeah, they're all for you.
Speaking of, dude, so Eric Adams, mayor of New York City. Uh-huh. Did you hear he went to court this week?
Uh-uh.
So he went back to court because of the Sanctuary City shit. The previous administration or mayors and state and all, like, hey, the Sanctuary City, we bring us your immigrants, we'll take them. We won't work with ICE. We won't fuck those guys, right?
Yeah.
He went back to the court to have the courts remove the Sanctuary City status because he's being so overwhelmed.
Yeah, like, they're kicking homeless veterans out of hotels.
That turned out to be a fake story. I saw really? Yeah. Okay. So the group that made that claim, it turned out they did some Fox News, actually. Laura Ingraham did some investigation to find out that was a fake story.
Right.
But regardless, Chicago, San Francisco, New York, all these cities. Well, we're sanctuary cities. Bring us your people.
Yeah, Chicago, what they do is they ship them out to the suburbs.
Right. So, but all of a sudden, they're a sanctuary city when, like, Texas, Arizona, everyone else has to deal with it.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as we start shipping them to their asses, they're like, oh, my God, we can't handle this. Oh, it's so horrible.
Yeah.
But Chicago, Southside Chicago, all the parents in New York, because they're housing these people in the gymnasiums at the elementary schools,
uh-huh.
like, whoa, what about our kids? This is unsafe.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, dude, you fucking voted for these people.
Yeah.
You voted for these people. Yeah. You voted for these policies.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah. Do we have to play the, what's his name, the clip? Remember when, what's his name? Who's the senator? Schumer. Reap the whirlwind.
Yeah, you're reaping the whirlwind. So, there you go, man. Anyways, so, too much going on. It's just going to continue next week, Chuck.
I know. It's great. Thank you.
Give us show content.
I got to pay more attention to Twitter. I've been, like, slacking lately.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
It's like, well, it's just like Twitter is just kind of boring me anymore. I don't know.
And I'm trying to get more into True Social.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get used to the format.
It's kind of a weird format because trying to read through the storyline of a post.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of tricky.
But as far as Twitter, there's still the certain people I follow, the certain organizations I follow. But I get some good information.
Right.
That's just, man, it's good show material.
Right. That's where I get my clips. That's the only reason. Like, I could play you the clip. It's really long of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Just going off.
Going off, but I'm not going to.
Anyways.
I mean, she's a champion in my mind. I mean, of the people.
Of the people. Well, like you said, there's a few good ones.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Matt Gaetz is a champion of the people.
But hey, anyways, we'll see you next week.
Yep. You can reach out to us at didweoffendyou@gmail.com. We're on True Social @didweoffendyou. And we're on Twitter @didweoffend_U.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Here comes the dogs.
Bye. Here come the dogs.
Bye.
Bye.